and up, ice freezing my palms even as it melts. I'm sorry. I shake my head and toss the ice into a nearby trash can. Right behind me, Nate and Rachel come in. As the familiar person reaches to take my arm, Nate grabs the man's forearm and pulls it behind his back and up between his shoulder blades in a move that would make Bruce Lee proud.
Ah, let me go,
the man screeches, his body arching into the air in obvious pain. I wave my hands.
No, Nate, I ran into him and I know him, please, drop him. Let me go.
He shoulders Nate back, and eventually Nate lets him go, but moves to stand in front of me, arms crossed, a total menace.
Skylar and I are old friends.
The guy rolls his shoulder and rubs at his now sore hand and arm.
This true, Sky?
Nate grumbles deep in his throat, sounding a bit animalistic, his eyes never leaving the man in front of us. I bite into my lip and take in every one of the stranger's facial features. Kind green eyes, pointed nose, high cheekbones, shaven jaw, a normal, if unremarkable, short haircut, jeans and a polo. A regular guy, if I ever saw one. I'm sorry, I don't recall when we met. I frown while mentally digging into my mind. The man winces, his face taking on a hurt expression.
We're the same, remember? You and me, we worked on that commercial together.
His brow furrows.
Yum yum in my tum tum, fun fun in the bun bun, frosted mini buns,
he sings jovially.
Oh my goodness, the mini buns cereal commercial, that was, wow, 17, 18 years ago? I was 8.
He smiles.
I was 10.
His response is said with bravado, as though his being 2 years older than me when I filmed a commercial 17 years ago is something to be puffed up about.
Yeah, I nod my head. What's your, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name.
The smile he's sporting slips away and his jaw firms.
Well, now that you're so famous, it's probably hard to remember old friends. It's Ben, Benny Singleton.
Benny Singleton. Ugh, now I remember. My mother told me to stay away from him because the boy was always trying to kiss me in between takes. No 8-year-old girl wants to have a boy kiss her, especially a gawky one who always smelled like maple syrup.
Right, I totally remember now.
I playfully conk at my head.
Acting, you know how it is. Play so many parts you forget the real names of people.
He purses his lips.
I guess.
Well, let me refresh your drink,
I offer with a smile, pointing toward the busy coffee counter. He glances over my shoulder.
As long as your boyfriend keeps his big paws to himself. You know, he could have really hurt me.
He rubs at his arm and hand. I snicker under my breath, which causes Benny to frown.
Sorry.
I place my hand on his bicep in a friendly manner until he looks at the hand longingly. His green gaze darkening at the single touch. I snatch my hand away quickly.
He's not my boyfriend.
Benny's corresponding smile is wide, revealing relief and maybe even anticipation.
Bodyguard.
Nate grates through clenched teeth as he follows us up to the counter.
Oh, that's good.
He grins at me and licks his lips, his gaze moving to my mouth.
Real good.
I suck in a huge breath, turn to the counter, and greet the barista. Hey, Freddy, how goes it?
Can't complain. The sky is blue, the coffee is hot, and the muffins are fresh baked. Unless you'd rather have tea.
He scans my sodden shirt and smirks.
Although I imagine you've had your fill today.
I slump over, leaning on the high counter. Ran into an old friend, spilled his drink everywhere. I'm sorry, there's a huge wet spot. I look over my shoulder and note Rachel is mopping it up with napkins. Though it seems Rachel is cleaning it up for me. Can I get my usual, Nate's cup of black nothingness, Rachel's Americano with room for cream, and whatever my friend here just ordered? Oh, and 2 blueberry muffins. Benny's eyes light up when I say the word friend.
Ugh, I really need to take lessons on how not to encourage unwanted attention.
Sky?